This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. President Donald Trump is activating the U.S. National Guard in three states hit hardest by the coronavirus outbreak, California, New York, and Washington State. During a 90-minute White House news conference Sunday evening, the president said the Guard will be at the command of the three governors set to help set up federal medical stations and distribute hundreds of tons of masks, gowns, respirators, and other supplies. Mr. Trump has already approved major disaster declarations for New York and Washington State and said he planned to do the same for California by the end of the day Sunday. A number of state governors have been appealing to the White House to nationalize efforts to get medical supplies, complaining that state leaders have been competing against one another to get their hands on what's available. The New York Times Sunday reported that the New York City region now hosts roughly 5% of the world's confirmed coronavirus cases. That statistic qualifies it as an epicenter in the global outbreak. The U.S. city of Philadelphia announced Sunday that starting Monday morning, citizens must remain at home unless they're out performing essential jobs, caring for people or animals in another household, or performing essential tasks like grocery shopping. All gatherings of people from separate households are banned, except for political, educational, or religious functions. In India, hundreds of millions of people stayed indoors Sunday in response to a call by Prime Minister Narendra Modi to observe a voluntary 14-hour lockdown. A surge in coronavirus cases has deepened worries about the pandemic and the world's second most populous nation. India also shut down one of the world's busiest rail networks and most public transport, including metro trains and suburban train networks. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.